to a number of possibilities. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about his versatility, and Simmons echoing that sentiment, he is willing to play a multitude of roles.
Yeah, he said at Boston College that the cornerbacks had to do a lot of different work. They had to come up cover. That's something that John Elway also said. And he was second in the ACC with 5 interceptions last season. So this versatility is going to be huge, especially trying to come in and play in this defense. Pretty impressed that he knew that this was the top-ranked defense in the country. Clearly, he's been watching the Broncos. He knows that this secondary is the no-fly zone.
Well, you think back to the AFC Championship game, and the Broncos had so many injuries that they had to force Chris Harris Jr. into a safety role on that last series when they were defending Tom Brady. Now Simmons, he has that positional flexibility, so you know he can handle that. And if the Broncos need an extra corner, he can fill in as well. So, you know, you get a guy who's versatile enough to play any number of spots in the secondary, and I think he's going to be involved on at least 3 special teams units. You know, he's going to justify that jersey he gets every Sunday away.
The number of times I heard T.J. Ward in the past couple of minutes has really been intriguing, because I am looking forward to seeing him kind of take on that role of kind of getting up in the box more, allowing him to be, you know, open up that heavy hitting style that we're accustomed to seeing T.J. Ward put forth every Sunday. So I think Simmons being a versatile guy, adding something not only to his skill set but also freeing things up for T.J. Ward, I think is going to be fun to watch.
And the other thing to consider is, you know, he was a ball hawk, as you mentioned, second in the ACC in interceptions last year. Well, he's a rookie out there, and if the Broncos use him extensively in their sub package, you know that quarterbacks are going to throw at him. So he's going to have to show those same kind of ball skills that he did in college. And if he can do that, he can make opponents pay for testing him.
Well, it seemed like he is more of like a center fielder type, and with his size at 6'3", he can read the quarterback, recognize the routes, and then come up and make a play on the ball.
40-inch vertical I'm seeing here, his combine metrics. That's not bad. Those are some hops, hops.
That's like Mace into a pool kind of hops.
You got to win those jump balls against the bigger receivers that are going deep downfield. And, you know, look at the Panthers in week one with Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess. They might be testing Simmons right away, so he's going to have the chance to use that vertical and maybe make some plays.
And the other thing that he'll be able to come in and bring is some special teams activity. That's something that else that John Elway mentioned, is that he was able to come in and make a lot of plays there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been an exciting 2 days, that's for sure.
Yeah, Mace, your final thoughts here?
Three picks. The Broncos didn't have pressing needs, but they had areas they wanted to fill. They've taken care of those spots. I think now you really can just kind of go into the second day and freelance and just take the best guys you've got, regardless of position. If you end up with 3 offensive linemen, so be it. If you end up with an extra safety, so be it. You know, maybe I wouldn't be surprised to see a running back tomorrow as well.
John Elway gave the fans what they wanted in a hopefully the future franchise quarterback of the Broncos, Paxton Lynch, but also made sure to hit home on the staples of defensive line and free safety. I think it's a win-win proposition for the Broncos all around.
Yeah, it's been an exciting 2 days to see what the Broncos did, and they brought in a bunch of guys that they needed to. They brought in some guys that they felt like filled some void, and certainly in the best position at that point in the draft.